Talk Radio News. One of our special friends, Luke Vargas. Man, he is like the traveling man, just back from Poland. We talked to him when he was in Poland. He was at the climate change summit, and we got some of his impressions of what was happening there and some of the ironic things that were going on in the country at the same time. Luke, overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was Poland?
Well, I loved it. I certainly was counting on it being a winter wonderland. Particularly because my itinerary took me to some national parks and places I thought would be great to see, like a bison, you know, passing around in the snow, and instead it was 50 and rainy, so it was a trip to Seattle, you know, I guess maybe the same point time, just on in a different direction. But it was a great trip and very interesting, more for economic reasons. You just mentioned off the air, you know, some of the articles that are being written about Poland's economy. That was almost more interesting than the substance of the climate negotiations, learning about that country and sort of where it stands, what the fears are among people in the government there about how they might possibly derail their growth that has been so exceptional in the past few years. It was a very, very informative trip.
Yeah, were you surprised? Were you surprised by that element of it? Because I didn't realize that. I don't know, when I was sleeping, I guess somehow Poland was doing much better than I originally thought. I guess were you surprised by that?
I was, and I had taken a number of I'm Polish by blood, and I'd taken a number of Polish history courses in college, and it was certainly something that we talk about quite a lot in class. That of the Eurozone 27 countries, it was the only one that didn't dip into a recession in recent years. So it had found a way to achieve growth. But again, you know, you look at the history of the country over the past century or so, and it's not surprising to learn that in many regards, it's still underdeveloped. You know, their roads are underdeveloped, the waterways, that's something I talked about quite a lot in the video wrap-up on talkradionews.com. Just the fact that the country is a number of steps behind it.
How close are you guys?
Female shot in the foot.
Yeah, a female party shot in the foot.
Yep, she's in.
But by the ambulance.
Right by the playground, room
okay.
Number one.
Oh, I know that. Okay. Where are you? Are you okay right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's room one in the school?
Facing the playground.
Where are you?
Facing the playground.
On the playground?
Facing towards the playground.
Okay. Are you safe right now?
I think so. My classroom door is not locked.
Okay. Is there anybody that can lock the classroom door without being safe?
No.
Safe to do so. Okay.
No.
All right. Just try to stay where you are. Okay.
Yes. There's children in this room. So.
Okay. Try to apply pressure, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We have people coming, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Is there any other teacher with you in there, or is just students?
No, there's two other adults in the room with you.
Okay. All right. Are they right next to you, or where are they in the room?
No, they're over on the other side of the bookshelf.
Okay. All right. Are you okay right now?
For now, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Just keep an eye on it. Try to keep pressure on it, okay? We have people heading out there. Okay. Bye-bye.
From the
house. 911, what's the
emergency? Hi, my friend just texted me. She's at the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Yep.
She says there's a shooting.
Where?
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope she's there. I hope
yep.
She's okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
What you heard just there, we wanted to start the show off with the 911 calls during the Newtown school shootings, and you heard kind of a compilation of things there. There was one including a janitor, a custodian, who was kind of the ears and the eyes of the whole thing, of the police dispatcher, and we'll throughout the night, we'll let you hear a little bit of that, because I remember at one point on this show, we talked about this just a week or so ago when we knew this was going to happen. And many of you said, why not release the 911 calls? Maybe we can learn something from them. And I have to say that what was interesting about the calls, and I listened to all of them today, is that you heard lots of fear, but really, you know, no panic in the calls. Absolutely no panic. So I really have to hand it to the people in an absolutely just tragic situation, and tragic doesn't even describe it, just heinous, horrible, something you never expect to happen. For them to be as calm as they were, I would say, bravo to the people who called in and tried to do what they could to get people on the scene, to try and do whatever they could to help anyone who was at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. So we'll hear more of those calls throughout the show. As I said, we did a little poll, and all of you said, for the most part, except for a few people, why not let people hear the calls? Maybe there's something to be learned from that. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Kate Delaney hanging out with you, of course, here on America Tonight. Hang with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Talk to our old pal Stephen Shohet in Hollywood and get a review of Saving Mr. Banks. That's that Mary Poppins movie that, man, if you watch any TV, you've seen clips of this movie. I mean, they are just pumping this to death. Tom Hanks playing Walt Disney. I have to say, from photographs I've seen of Walt Disney, he looks exactly like him. So we'll talk to Stephen Shohet coming up. Can't wait for that. All of a sudden, there's a lot of interest in what's going on there, including that the actor Paul Walker from Fast and Furious, they just had an autopsy done on Paul Walker, and they released the results of it. So it was the impact in the fire that was responsible for his death, and certainly if you looked at that car that he was in, you would have realized that, but it just becomes official that that's what happened. He was the passenger in the car that crashed over the weekend. And, you know, I always say America Tonight is about what people are talking about at the water cooler, at the breakfast table, and where they're hanging out. And people are talking about this story. They're talking about maybe because that is a motion picture that now is in its seventh. It's up to seven. So Fast and Furious 7. And so people were aware of it. And because he was a young, handsome guy and he was at his charity thing, and it's just one of those shake your head things. And because he was killed, you assume, in a very fast car, and he was known for those movies, but he was not driving. He was just the passenger. They clipped a light pole and a tree, and that was enough to cause the car to explode in flames, and the deaths were officially ruled an accident by the coroner, and the Fast and Furious production, of course, was halted for that. And so far, the toxicology report is not going to be ready for another 6, 7, who knows, 8 weeks. So if that was involved, There's no way to know that at this point. All right, we're kind of kicking the tires and going around and talking about a couple of different things here at the top of the show, and that includes the fact that here we go again, folks. Congress is down to a deadline once again. So we've gone through Thanksgiving, we're into Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's is coming up, all that stuff. Just 2 months after the last partial government shutdown ended, once again, we're struggling, or they're struggling, and we're struggling with it, to meet the deadline for funding the government. So as part of the short-term agreement that they came up with in mid-October, Congress gave itself until January 15th to pass a budget, and until December 13th to reach a tentative deal at the committee level. So here, you know, count the days. What, it's December 4th, and despite all of the talks, the budget negotiations have only creeped forward slowly. So Congress really only has 5 more days this month to do anything. And do you think they're going to get anything done? How wild is that? So the House is in session. The Senate doesn't return until next week. And the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is going to adjourn the House next Friday. Not many days left. Another shutdown? Are we not weary of this? Can we stomach another shutdown, America? What do you think? I'm going to say no. They better cut a deal. It doesn't look like that. 18 Republicans in the House are encouraging everybody in the GOP side of things to pass an interim spending bill, some kind of stopgap spending bill to buy more time, because that's all they do in Washington. They're always negotiating time because they can't seem to settle anything. It is so frustrating, isn't it? It's incredibly frustrating. So it's no surprise that today a poll comes out that says millennials really have no use for Obamacare and are really, really frustrated by their government. This was a poll that was actually done of Harvard millennials, and they found that only 22% of young Americans between 18 and 29 years old plan to sign up for Obamacare. So fewer than a third. Only 29% of the people who currently don't have health insurance are going to enroll. Affordable care is not working. Obamacare is not working already. And what are they going to do to get them interested in signing up for health care? And if they don't sign up, it's the problem that we knew was going to happen. How can you possibly have health exchanges that work if it's front-loaded with people who are not doing well, people who are older, people who have ailments, people who have diabetes and heart problems and hip replacements and all the other things that you have to deal with as you get older, as you age? It's such a roulette spin of the wheel as to whether it comes up red or black for you. And you need the younger people in an exchange so that the costs, the premiums, are low or lower or affordable. And I just don't see how it's going to be affordable. And this isn't the only poll. There have been several polls that are showing the same thing over and over again, that the younger people just are not on board with Obamacare. So it's kind of wild, isn't it? Because I think they thought, even with the younger Democrats, that they would have more people that would get involved, that would sign up, and so far that's not happening. Not in overwhelming numbers, the numbers they need. And I guess one of the reasons, according to the poll, that younger Americans are so skeptical of Obamacare is that they think it will result in higher costs and a lower quality of care. What do you think, America? What would you advise them? Do you think it's going to be lower care? The numbers are low for the president, and the numbers are low for Congress, We don't have a budget. It doesn't look like there's going to be an agreement. And then we have problems with affordable health care. So really, we've been in this state for the last couple of months. Nothing has changed. I just don't get Washington and why they're not realizing. Okay, so fool me once, fool me twice, but shame on me if you fool me three times. And you can't get away with this anymore. They have to realize that. Any professional politician has to realize that whether you say Democrat or Republican, there is a common denominator among the American people, and the word is frustration on all sides of this. So they have to come, they have to close in on some kind of a budget deal. Supposedly, Congressman Paul Ryan says that they are close to a budget deal, that they're close to it, because I just told you how many days are left. And that would be the smartest play here. And he's the chair of the House Budget Committee. And, of course, they met with the Senate Budget Committee. That was whole part of the whole deal on Wednesday, and they didn't have an agreement then. But they're really trying to find that common ground, and they really have to find that common ground. Because I'm going to say it again, December 13th, that's when John Boehner adjourns the House. The budget would set the levels basically through 2015. So it would replace part of the automatic spending cuts, the whole sequester thing, and it would reform entitlements. And they would supposedly do all this without raising taxes. Because right now the current budget would expire on January 15th, 2014. And that means another government shutdown is looming. Could you stomach another government shutdown? I don't think so. I think people have had it. And 2014 in the midterm elections are going to be really scary for some people. It's going to be really interesting because there might be a bunch of replacement players, especially for some who thought that their seat was safe. If all of this continues, and it doesn't look like anything's being done to stop the nonsense of the minefields. There's minefields all over the place. And you have to change minds. You have to come up with a bipartisan agreement. Otherwise, it doesn't work. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little Hollywood with our pal Stephen Showhead. Don't you go away. You're going to enjoy it. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Give it a whirl.
What's happening? What are you doing?
All right, ladies and gents, comical poem suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes. All right, here we go.
Room here for everyone, gather around.
Possible's responsible.
Now, how does that sound?
No. Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
That's a little clip of Saving Mr. Banks, a highly anticipated movie coming out December 20th. It stars Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson. You certainly heard her voice there. Our old pal, Stephen Shohat. Boy, we are psyched to have him join us on the show. And he is the ultimate storyteller in Hollywood. His book is fantastic. You can get it in audio or book form. Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, thanks for coming back on to America Tonight. How you be?
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
The movie Saving Mr. Banks, I mean, there you are. You grew up in Los Angeles and the whole Walt Disney thing. I got to say, just from the shots and the little bit I've seen, it looks like Tom Hanks nailed Walt Disney. What do you think?
I'm not sure, just going by the clips, to be honest with you. It's going to be interesting to see. I thought Daniel Day-Lewis was so great as Lincoln, but you know, we don't know 100% what Lincoln was like. And obviously, when you play a character like Hitchcock or Walt Disney or Nixon, that you have the real person to compare to with the film and the clips. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see. I have to wait till I see the overall movie, just not just the clips. But also how the story goes, it's really an appealing project.
Was this a project being kicked around for a while, or what? How did this come about?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, and the director is John Hancock, who directed The Blind Side, the movie about Michael Orr playing football, and it was written a few years back, I think that Disney, the company, decided that it was positive enough toward Walt Disney to produce it themselves, and of course that makes things a lot easier when they're doing things like actually filming at Disneyland, which usually isn't allowed. It was, in real life, it was the most difficult project Walt Disney probably ever did on the screen was Mary Poppins, simply because the author of the book did resist it quite a bit. I mean, it took him over 20 years. And usually, when he made a project in the movies, like Cinderella or Snow White, the writer wasn't alive to make difficulty for him. So here you had a writer who absolutely didn't want to sell her work, who only agreed to do it because the sales of Mary Poppins were down, and then was kind of furious about the direction that Walt Disney actually took the story. Just for an example, in the book, Mary Poppins takes place in the 30s, and in the movie, Walt Disney decided to make it happen in 1910, and that was just one of the many things that upset Pamela Travers, and I think even that little clip you played shows how difficult she was in trying to get her to go along with some of the changes Walt wanted to make.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, we like to handicap things, you know that from before. Do you think that this movie has a chance to do pretty well at the box office?
Yeah, I think it'll do well. I think a lot of people, Mary Poppins was the biggest hit that Walt Disney ever had when he was alive. And even though it's 1964, I still think there's a carryover with that. I also think the curiosity of seeing somebody play Walt Disney on the screen, the only time I know of that that ever happened was on the small screen. There was a movie about Annette Funicello where they had an actor playing Walt Disney, but obviously with Tom Hanks, it's a lot more attention grabbing. So I think that there'll be a curiosity factor. I don't know if the movie's going to win Academy Awards. I think Emma Thompson will likely be nominated, but I think, it's coming out at the right time where it definitely will capture some interest.
Do you think Mary Poppins kind of lives on? I mean, I know there's still plays and musicals, and whether it's people who are baby boomers or new kids being introduced by their baby boomer parents, it seems like Mary Poppins is one of those Disney characters that just keeps on going. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. There's so many people. It seems like they say that was the first movie that they ever saw, that they can remember seeing. I definitely think that even though it's not on TV as much as, say, Julie Andrews' other famous musical is The Sound of Music, I mean, I definitely think that it keeps going for a lot of people. Now, the thing is that the play was much more to Pamela Travers' liking and much more of a slightly sinister Mary Poppins who gets the children into trouble. The thing is, Mary Poppins was also an inspiration for J.K. Rowling's and the Harry Potter stories. So I think the fantasy elements of it, I think definitely are something that resonate. I think it will be a draw, actually. Now, the thing is, it also goes back into Pamela Travers' life and flashbacks, and I think Colin Farrell is going to play the real Mr. Banks, her father, because Pamela Travers famously said that Mary Poppins is me and I'm Mary Poppins, and she didn't give very many interviews, and she said, read the books if you want to know about me. So, there'll probably be some speculation by the writers as to how much she invested into that character of her personal life. And who knows how interesting that'll be for viewers. But I think there is an interest in it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think there's an interest in it, too. Do you remember the first time you went to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The biggest thing that made an impression on me was the Matterhorn. I'll tell you the thing about Disneyland was that it was never finished. That was one of Walt Disney's frustrations making movies was that he didn't live in a time where you had DVDs and director's cuts and things like that. Movies were either hit or miss, and once they were done, they were done. And sometimes he had a tremendous hit like Snow White or a surprise hit like Dumbo. But other times, movies in their initial release, like Fantasia, Pinocchio, and Bambi, all lost money. And it took years for them to make money. And he would look back at these movies and say, it's hard for me to watch them again. I wish they could be done better. But Disneyland was something that he could always improve upon. He used to call that plussing. And what really thrilled him was after the park was opened in 1955, to keep adding to it, anything he was interested in, like he was fascinated reading about the sailing ship Columbia, the first American ship to circumnavigate the globe, and he built a near-perfect replica of that for the Disneyland Park waterways, the Rivers of America, or the Matterhorn, which I mentioned earlier, was inspired by a trip to Switzerland and making the movie Third Man on the Mountain and just seeing the Alps and having his breath taken away, or his constant trips to New Orleans with his wife to buy antiques, inspiring the building of New Orleans Square, or taking a trip with his wife to the Caribbean and hearing the tour guide talk about pirates and treasure and that inspiring the Pirates of the Caribbean. So Disneyland started to turn away from movies. And Mary Poppins in 1964, 2 years before he died, was his most hands-on movie in years. There's something that he was involved with every day again, with some of the creative choices he made, sometimes to the chagrin of Pamela Travers.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to see that. I cannot wait to see it. I remember my favorite thing at Disneyland. I remember my trip. I was 7 years old. Tom Sawyer's Island. I love Tom Sawyer's Island. I like Matterhorn too. I'd say the same thing. It made an impression on me. But when you're a kid and you go to Disneyland, there is nothing like it. And there's nobody like Stephen Showhead. I'm telling you, if you have not read his book, Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, you need to pick it up. It's a perfect time, Christmas time. Stephen, don't be a stranger. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me again, Kate.
Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah, so you heard the story, you heard what Stephen said, and he's right, that's the craziest thing, which is what this movie's about. I think it's brilliant that they're making a movie about it. So for 20 years, a guy like Walt Disney is groveling, trying to do whatever he can, because he promised his daughters, and he's doing whatever he can to convince Pamela Travers to make this movie, to give up the rights, to let him make the movie, and then finally they make the movie, and it is a movie that lives on and on and on, no matter if you've got kids that are one or two or grandkids or whatever. It's just one of those movies that has absolutely struck a nerve. I think it's one of those fantasy things that struck a nerve, especially with young girls, definitely, but even boys probably too, with the whole Disney characters, that there's some that just you can go back to the Mickeys and the Donalds. And I think Mary Poppins, he's right. I think Mary Poppins holds up for sure. All right, coming back on the flip side, some odds and ends on the day, plus the Daily Salute. We got a good one. Oh, wait till you hear the Daily Salute. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
Coming up, I'm going to let you hear the Daily Salute in just a second. It's a great story. Has to do with the lottery and a winner and a ticket. That's your big hint. But before we go there, what is with the passwords being stolen? How many passwords do you have? Do you have the same password for all the accounts that you sign into? I hate hearing about the stolen passwords or Social Security information being ripped off, any of that. It's so pervasive. Cybercrime is huge. That's why now in police departments in many cities, they have a cyber crimes unit if they can afford it. It's so awful. And so often it's traced back to another country, right? But not always. So 2 million stolen passwords for Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, and some others, some other social networking sites were leaked online. Spider Lab says it uncovered all of this information, the logins, during an internet sweep for what they're calling a Pony botnet controller. It's a malware spread. So it's a set of programs where they're, you know, they keep getting them online. So passwords weren't leaked by Facebook and so on and so forth, but from thousands of these infected computers that collected the information when people logged onto their accounts. Whether the passwords are current or outdated, who knows? But that's a lot of passwords. Now, they keep telling you not to have simple passwords, not to have numbers in a row and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and to be clever, where you just use something that's, you know, that's why they rate them weak, good, you know, terrific, whatever. Sad, isn't it? You can barely remember your passwords, let alone let's be really clever and put some crazy things in there. How many times have you done online banking where you've had to get a new password? I mean, there's a great question. There's a party question. How many passwords have you reset this year? We're coming to the end of the year. We're going to do end of the year stories. How many passwords have you had to reset? Nathan Reeder, the technical guru of this show, how many times have you had to reset passwords?
Three to five. Yes, three to five.
Because you forgot them.
One or two of them, yes. The other situation is, you know, when a proprietary protocol will change and then all of a sudden you have to start a new account and you didn't realize that until all of a sudden you don't have your service or whatever.
That's the worst. It's the worst when you're scrambling around thinking, okay, what did I name? What did I say? Did I have letters in there or a capital letter? Did I have some numbers? Throw that in there. And
see, we're smart at the studio, and we have master files with that information in it, but at my home, I am not smart. So
that's when your brain just leaks out. That's when you're done. You're smart at work, and then you're toast when you're home.
You're supposed to be toast when you're home because you're at home.
I agree. So I guess that's probably, you're not alone in that. I think I've reset passwords probably the same amount of times as you, maybe three to five, probably somewhere in there.
Do you have forgetting those all written down somewhere?
Now I do, but that's I did good. Not have them written down before. But then the other thing is, be careful what you write down and what's attached to it if you lose your written thing.
Yep.
And if somebody gets a hold of it, especially if it has anything to do with banking,
yep,
or anything else that's connected, you got to keep, and you definitely have to keep the social security numbers off anything. You just have to have those so memorized in your head that no matter what, you can come up with them.
How many people do you think use a safe in their home?
You know, I think that now more people are getting safes because if you go to Home Depot and you go to any of the box stores, you see all kinds of safes being sold. So if I was going to put a number to it, I'm going to say 50% of the people in America have a safe.
I like them odds.
I like them odds. But here's a better question. So you have a safe and it just has, I don't know, a piece of paper with some passwords on it, some other important, valuable things to you. And I think part of that is because if you had a fire, then that safe would be fireproof, and that would be great because you'd have your account numbers or whatever. But also, unless it's a giant safe, if somebody broke into your house, what are they going to take? The safe. Wouldn't they take the safe and then try to crack it open, thinking they're going to get like a whole bunch of gold bricks or something?
Yeah, I mean, they have to have some time to be able to do that, but yeah, I mean, they might even need to know that you have a safe in order to have the tools to get it out of there.
To crack it. That's true. So maybe it would. Yeah, sometimes people hide them somewhere or whatever. But I do think that more people are getting them because not so much they're so freaked out about a burglary, but even more it's because of a fire, thinking that, well, what if something happened and I couldn't, you know, everything was gone. I know some people, sadly, that have had to deal with that with fires, and then they got to retrace and figure things out again, and it's a really huge hassle. So I think that's probably part of the whole deal. I don't think this woman who is the recipient of the Daily Salute was worried about safes and keeping things safe, because check this out. There was a woman in Canada who lost her lottery ticket, but Catherine Jones from Hamilton, Ontario, they identified her as the winner of the massive Lotto Max, it's called their jackpot, that went unclaimed for almost a year in a very unprecedented move. They wouldn't do that in the United States, I guarantee it. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corp is what they call it, OLG, undertook months-long stretches of detective work to pinpoint her as the person who bought the winning ticket on November 30th, 2012, which she lost. So the newspaper of record in Toronto said that the corporation got about 400 inquiries into the prize, but not from her. So they reviewed everything they could. They were hunting down. They were just determined they were going to find the person who won the prize. And they found out that she had bought the winning ticket after they came up with the exact time and location on the transaction database. She bought the ticket at a drugstore in Cambridge, Ontario, where she works as an engineer. That's what they call an engineer. So they had surveillance video, and it showed her buying the ticket. So they decided this is her ticket. I mean, this is indisputable. This is her. They contacted her. She admitted she lost the ticket. And can you imagine what that moment must have been like for her? Like I said, they wouldn't do that in the United States. She said that she looked through her house, combed through everything, could not find it, was driving herself crazy. And now she is the winner of $50 million. Woohoo!
That is amazing.
That is amazing. It is amazing because it would eat my guts up. It's not about the money. It's about knowing that you won that money and you had the numbers and you're positive. She knew she had the numbers, but go ahead and try and prove that. I mean, anyone could step forward and say, well, I had the winning lottery ticket. So good for them for investigating, because they spent some money trying to investigate this. And they did, and they found out it was her, and she wins. She wins the $50 million.
That's a nice Canadian government agency.
It is. It is. I don't know, like I said, in the United States, clearly it says any state, anywhere, you Mega Millions, any of them, Powerball. If you don't have the ticket, that's it, bro. You are out. Now you are out. So she verified the numbers, they talked to her, and she won the money and all that stuff. I think that is a heartwarming story, and good for the people in Canada. They are just like that, aren't they?
Canadians, here you go.
Yeah, here you go.
Here you go.
Yep, that is sweet. Woo! I wonder if she still works at that pharmacy. I don't know, that store. Because she's got to wait 30 days. But they say she'll get a very big check. She's a mother of two. So she's, I think she's in shock. Mother of two. And she gets $50 million. Speaking of that, I think in the United States, I think Mega Millions is up pretty high. It seems like every time you turn around, another state is being added to Mega Millions. I don't know what that does for people's chances, but it's nearing $300 million. Woo, that'd be a lot of dough to win right before Christmas, wouldn't it be? Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.